I guess you may be seated. I'm going to invite forward the children for a brief time together in the children's message. Come on down here, front and center. Thanks, Alyssa. Hey, Drew. All right. Hi, Miles. Hi, Claire. Good morning, Alyssa. So good to have you guys here today. And boy, it's so good to come to church for so many reasons. Are you excited about the hot dogs and hamburgers? Yeah? That's good. No? Yes. And there's a starship out there. We're going to get to that in just a second. But there was something. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, it's a starship. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bouncy house. Exactly. We're going to have fun, so that's good. But man, there was something just a second ago that I was really excited about. I hope you were just excited about it too. Miles, up here, buddy. Look up here. And that is this. Did you hear the Bible passage read this morning? To me, that was just as exciting as a bouncy house. Am I crazy? Oh, man. And I want to talk about how exciting, that passage is, just with a little illustration. I brought in something that I like to collect. When I was a little, about Alyssa's age, I collected baseball cards, basketball cards. That was a really cool thing. What kind of cards? Ladybug cards? Nope, never did that. Basketball cards. Miles, we're going to work on that. So I just want to tell you some of my favorite cards here. Oh man, you've probably heard of these guys before. Look at this one. This is super awesome. Charles Barkley. Ever heard of that guy? Yeah? You probably haven't. 30 years ago, he was the round bound of rebound. That's what you called Charles Barkley. He was awesome. He rebounded. It was like he had superpowers. You guys probably see him on TV now. Yeah, like Captain America, exactly. Then there's this guy. This card's really special. Do you know who this guy is? Ever seen that guy before? His name's Michael Jordan. Wow, he was really good. Like, amazing. Like Mr. Knuckles, okay. And then this guy, I don't know if you can see him, but you've probably seen him on TV. This card I really like. This was special to me. This guy, his name is Shaquille. They call him Shaq. He's huge. Shaquille, he's huge. He has big superpowers. So those are my cards. Oh, there's one other card that I want to show you. Let's see. It's not here. Oh my gosh. I was really excited to share with you this next one. It was my favorite card. I must have made a mistake. Where did it go? Oh my goodness. He stole my card! That guy, what a big meanie. Oh my goodness. You better give me that card, sir. Look at this. He's got a cane. He'll get you, guys. He'll come after you. This card is really special right here because this guy, I actually had a dinner with him once. His name is David Robinson. I like him quite a bit. Have you ever heard of David Robinson? No, he's like 7'1". Yeah, that's another guy. They call him the Admiral. He's really awesome. You guys probably think I'm kind of out of my mind for kind of getting excited about. Yeah. Well, you guys are probably thinking that I'm a little in head over heels about these cards, but there's a reason why I'm talking about these cards this morning. I want you to know that God loves you very much. Just think about all the people in the world. There's 7 billion people in the world, and God knows you. You're a part of his collection. Every single person is special. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows every detail about you. Drew up here. He knows you because he made you. You are special to him, and he loves you very much. Now, Jesus told a little parable there in what we read about a shepherd that had 100 sheep. Did you hear it? One of those sheep, Miles up here, buddy. One of those sheep gets lost. The sheep gets lost. And you'd think, you know what? I've got 99. I don't need to go get that one lost one. But is that what he did? Nope. What did he do? He went out and found the wandering sheep. And that's to tell us how much God will pursue and love us, to bring us a part of his collection. Not basketball cards, baseball cards, but he wants every single one of us to be close to him. He loves you. Like what? Life cards? No. So that's really what I wanted to share with you here this morning. And the truth is, nothing can separate us from God's love. He wants to bring us close as possible to him, to be a part of his collection. All right? That also means this, though. Always remember this. Because he loves you, it also means he loves other people. And because God loves other people, he loves Drew, he loves Miles, it's important that we love each other as well. If God values Miles, he also values Drew, that means Miles and Drew, you love each other because God loves each person. All right? Yes. Thank you for coming up this morning, and man, your participation was great. Loved it.